Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2122, Stranger in a Strange Land, by Jacob Lundfisker of EarlyRetirementExtreme.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get to today's post as we optimize your life. Stranger in a Strange Land, by Jacob Lundfisker of EarlyRetirementExtreme.com. Get a student loan, get a college education, get a mortgage and become a homeowner. Have a career. Put 15% of your income in a 401k or IRA for 35 years. Plan to retire at 60. Any of this sound familiar? That's because it's the standard recipe for a successful life in middle-class America. It's designed to maximize your consumption at the earliest time possible through the use of debt, as well as maximizing the number of years you need to spend on the job market. Happy joy. Depending on your affinity for bling bling and living it up, being in debt and working from your early 20s to your late 50s or early 60s may be an okay deal for you. But for those who lend you the money and sell you shares, it's a great deal. If you're fresh out of college, I'll cut you a deal. Despite you not having done much of anything productive so far, I'll lend you enough money so you can buy a house. How does that sound? Good. All you need to do for me is to pay me 6% on top of the price of the house every year for the next 30 years, and you could own a house right now. Just sign here at the dotted line on this mortgage. Mortgage is French for death lock, but don't you worry about that. I also have some other deals. Here's a car, and here's a plastic card that makes money come out of the so-called ATMs without any apparent effort on your part. Please sign on the dotted line. Of course, before you know it, you're on the hook for a house, a car, the basic human need of cable TV, a fancy diet, cell phones, a gym subscription, things you can afford because you no longer need to save to buy a house, or a new car, or a plasma screen TV. All you have to do is to work and pay the bills as they come in. After a few years with all this stuff, it'll be hard to imagine life without it. Therefore, you have no other choice than to keep working in order to pay for all the things you signed up for. You now live in a virtual debtor's prison, only you can't see the bars except when you have trouble making payments. However, if you have debt, you're not a free person. You're explicitly owned by your debt, and implicitly owned by the creditor. Meanwhile, we realize that you can't keep working forever. We also realize that you do have some extra money, which we like to get our hands on. Therefore, we'll sell you shares in the companies we own. This is not a problem since we, unlike you, have the time and connections to start new companies, do an IPO, and create more shares to sell. This, of course, creates much more wealth, and rightfully so, compared to regularly buying a broad basket of stocks at any price. Doing that, you're practically counting on selling your shares to younger people who are saving for their retirement. Better pray that there are more buyers than sellers when you retire. If not, your share of the pie might just be worth less than you think. Now, this may sound like an okay deal to you, or it may not. However, if this sounds as outrageous to you as it did to me, here's an alternative plan. Instead of signing up for things you cannot yet afford and promising to work for the rest of your active life with the hope of eventually joining a retirement community, which, like schools, are where we keep unproductive individuals, please be aware that I do not intend to insult anyone personally. Rather, my rant is directed at the system or structure we work under. You can do the following. Your 20s is a good time to make sacrifices. Most likely, this will be the healthiest time of your life. Thus, suffering a little hardship like renting a room or even sharing it with another person, rather than renting a house, will not be so much of a challenge as when you're less able to suffer some discomfort. Furthermore, now is the time to put in those 80-hour weeks instead of doing it when you're 30 or 40, and all-nighters no longer feel natural. It's also a time to learn what to appreciate and what not to appreciate and gain some life experience. If you pull this off well, you'll have more than $100,000 in the bank when you're 30. These are your retirement savings. More importantly, you'll know what is worth spending money on and what's not. In retrospect, many people at the same age will be looking back and wondering what they have to show for all the money they've earned. In your 30s and 40s, the time for sacrifice is over. You can forget about saving 15% for retirement. You don't need it because you have plenty of time for compound interest to work and you have a large principal to compound on. Now is the time to explore things that are meaningful to you. Travel, work in another country, try a different career, start a business, volunteer, take a few years off to pursue a different education, catch fish in Alaska, become a tour guide or drive a forklift. While you still need to work to some extent, you don't need to work full-time for 20 more years to pay off a massive debt. Thus, working from time to time is a viable solution. If this sounds appealing, I suggest reading Charles Long's How to Survive Without a Salary. Alternatively, you can work hard for a few more years and build a second retirement fund, which would cover the years between 30 and 60. Once this is established, you're truly financially independent. Now the main challenge becomes one of living a life in a strange society that's tailored towards everybody spending 2 hours a day driving to and from work, 8 to 10 hours a day working, and the rest of the time eating, sleeping, and watching TV. The problem is almost one of having too much freedom. If you have credit card bills, car payments, mortgage payments, etc., you have to go to work. Life is simple that way. On the other hand, if you have no debt obligations and your main responsibility is not to work and pay bills, it becomes something else. The big question is what? Well, whatever you make of it. It seems to me that life is a journey, and since I'm currently in the middle of exactly that part of it, I can't tell you just yet. I imagine that when we get older and we're getting close to the conventional age of retirement, or maybe even a little older since conventions no longer apply, we'll be done with the bungee jumping and the sailing across the ocean in a sailboat. Perhaps then we shall know the meaning of life. I imagine us buying a small house in cash where we spend time reflecting and writing. At that point, I hope to know what the question is. You just listened to the post titled Stranger in a Strange Land by Jacob Lundfisker of earlyretirementextreme.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. This article reminded me of an Instagram post I saw once from an influencer named Money with Katie. She said, quote, "Wealth building is so cool to me because it's the one thing in life where you can front load all the effort and then reap the rewards indefinitely. It'd be like if having six-pack abs by 30 meant you'd be guaranteed to have eight-pack abs by 55 with no additional effort," end quote. This to me demonstrates the long game, but in a way that doesn't make the short-term sacrifice feel like such a hard choice. When I think about how I fully funded my retirement vehicles for 4 to 5 years and reached Coastfi status, this feels like such an easier thing to do than to spend the rest of my working years saving for retirement. I front-loaded the effort at a time when my income was high, and it was much easier to save. Now that my income is lower, it's much more tolerable because my need to save is also much lower. So that financial decision has benefited me for the long term and right now. When it comes to the long game, none of us knows what the future holds. We could be totally rolling in the dough or face a hardship that makes generating an income difficult. That being said, I think the best thing I've done for my long game is learning how to be happy living pretty minimally. By having very low fixed costs and knowing how to entertain myself without spending a lot of money, I feel confident that I can handle whatever life throws at me. And that'll do it for another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. Have a great day. Thank you for listening. And I'll be back in just a second with our weekly bonus episode. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.